Okay, I'm gonna rise up, gonna kick a little ass, gonna kick some ass in the USA, gonna climb a mountain, gonna sew a flag, gonna fly on an eagle, I'm gonna kick some butt, I'm gonna drive a big truck, I'm gonna rule this world, I'm gonna kick some ass, I'm gonna rise up, I'm gonna kick a little ass, rock flag and eagle!
Okay, welcome to a very special, very weird edition of the... Untitled Movie Podcast on MoreLikeRadio.com. You can tell from the voice that's on the other mic that it is not my co-host Chris Whetton. Chris Whetton is actually...
I'm Christopher Whetton.
Chris Whetton is actually on vacation with his family. Probably would have driven an hour and a half to get here, but I'm sure his wife had said that's not going to happen. So in place of Chris... we have a very special guest, our second guest ever on the Untitled Movie Podcast. The American Dream himself, David DeVorce.
I'm number two.
You're number two.
I'm number two.
You're number two.
Yeah.
Damon and I have known each other for many, many years, and some of you probably think, well, that's all great and all, you have a special guest, he's just a friend, but Damon, you know a lot about movies, and you were talking about this earlier that you probably shouldn't be listened to when it comes to movies and all this sort of thing, but you know a lot about specific genres of movies.
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay. Like, fucked up movies. Yeah. You know, terrible things happen, and you're just like, what did I just watch? I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Right,
Hollywood Blockbuster.
So you worked at Blockbuster then?
No, I was saying I couldn't tell you anything about, like, Hollywood Blockbusters, like, big summertime movies. Yeah, nothing.
But why should anyone listen to you?
You should listen to me because I'm handsome.
He is a very handsome man. No. He has a very handsome, very full beard, very manly beard. And he's also drinking a beer. It is 10/28, July 3rd. Happy 4th of July weekend, by the way, everyone.
America, guys.
You know a lot about horror?
Yeah. Slashers in particular, and a lot of the bad 80s.
Okay.
Not into jump scares and Japanese horror and this and that. Just give me my gore and my... 90 minutes and I'm good to go.
What would you say would be your most the most recent movie that you've seen in that type of vein that you've liked so far?
I've watched some older ones, but I'd say the most recent that has come out, probably The Strangers. It's fantastic.
Okay. Yeah. That's with
Liv Tyler.
Okay.
And a special guest by Mr. Dennis from Always Sunny.
Ah.
Very, very, very short cameo.
Okay. But that came out like 2011, 2010?
2008, I think. 2008. Yeah.
Okay. See, you do know a lot more than you think, and you let on. So, handsome looks aside, I think we're in for a good treat. And so we're here to talk about movies and not necessarily anything on topic for this week because, as it usually is wont to do for a holiday weekend, not a lot went on. But I did want to mention, I do like to kind of like move into... things that are said whenever Chris and I talk, that speaking of slasher movies, do you like the movie... You've never seen The Purge.
No, we were just talking about this. Okay. It just seemed like a dumb premise to me.
Okay.
But there's something in the back of my mind that I was like, this movie really could kick some ass.
Right.
And talking to a couple of you guys, you know, internet movie nerds.
Yeah, I don't like horror movies that much, but I did see the first one as a goof, because I think Kyle Roman, our mutual friend on the movie group that we have on Facebook, Line, he was mentioning, yeah, it's pretty good. That movie had a $3 million budget. It ended up making $98 million.
I'm not good with math, but that's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think this recent movie that came out for The Purge election year, that actually had a $10 million budget, at or below $10 million, and it's projected to make $40 million this weekend.
Came out yesterday, right?
Came out Friday, yes.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably going to make its money back, and then some, in fact, it already has. But what I wanted to talk about, since we have the American Dream here, and why is your nickname the American Dream, for the explanation of our viewers, or our listeners?
David? Well, Mark, funny you should ask. I don't know, it was probably 8 years ago.
Okay.
We were, me, you... just the whole crew, everybody around a bowling alley, and I'm doing my typical drunk at a bowling alley stuff, and you just look at me kind of cross, and I was like, what the fuck, what?
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, you eat what you want, you do what you want, you say what you want, like, you are the American Dream. You're the reason people come to this country. Blame me, Donald Trump.
That's right. He's huge. He was huge before Donald Trump was huge. So in that context, I had posed a question to our mutual friends. What is the most American movie? And American can be taken any way that you want. To me, it would seem like the American Dream itself, where it's, you know, if you work hard and you put in the effort, then good things are going to happen to you, but other...
So people, not Richie Rich.
Not Richie Rich. But some people also think that, you know, like, the most American movie is bunches of fucking explosions, blowing shit
right,
up.
Right, fucking Independence Day.
Yeah, okay, so that would be your pick.
No, that's just, you know, an example. Okay. I mean, yeah, that's... I struggled with this topic.
Okay, like, because Kyle Jackson had actually mentioned that fucking Independence Day was his choice. Exact verbiage was that. So yeah, I'm going to run through the list of movies that were provided. You tell me your thoughts, just like a quick 10-second
scale. I'm giving the America scale here.
Yeah, you're on the America scale. Scale from, let's see, from one would be like a stale hams that you're drinking out of the garage 3 days overdue to your fine whiskey that you have sitting on the stove right now.
There's not a whole lot of that left, is there?
There is not. That's why I'm doing that on a scale of 1 to 10. That's one to 5. National Lampoon's Vacation. The original one.
So 1 to 5?
Sure.
3.
3?
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't think that's... Cross country trip?
I didn't think the road trip aspect. You're right there, but
I'm gonna play devil's advocate on some of these.
No, that's fine, and I'm gonna have stupid reasons for hating things.
Okay, that's fine. We want to hear them.
I mean, immediately, let's establish that I'm not a Chevy Chase fan. Go ahead and throw Dan Aykroyd in there too. Just most '70s comedy guys, like I just they don't do it for
okay,
me.
Okay, now why is that? Because they're also not as of late because they haven't done anything recently. And
right.
I know that they were, you know, big-time 80s actors, but why don't you like Chevy Chase or Dan Aykroyd?
I mean, it's not, like, something about them that they both have in common. It's like, I don't know, like, Dan Aykroyd was great in Ghostbusters, but could anybody else have played that part? Probably.
Okay.
Not a fan of him on SNL, and I guess other than when he was the dad in My Girl, and, Gross Point Blank, but most part,
yeah,
not an Aykroyd fan. And Chevy Chase just seems like an ass.
Well, he is an ass.
Yeah.
It's documented that he's been an ass.
Yeah, and he conveys it well.
And not just on the movies that he's acted on, but also because on Community, on his own talk show that he had in the very early 90s on Fox, like the Chevy
Chase. I don't even remember that.
Infamously only lasted a handful of episodes before they decided to can it. And,
like that Oprah, she was a failure.
Yeah, right. Okay, so three out of five for that.
Yeah.
Gangs of New York.
Never seen it.
Never seen it, okay. So what? This is good, though, because I've seen plenty that you probably think that I've already seen, but I haven't.
Right.
And Chris always makes mention of things that we can recommend to watch. Gangs of New York is good.
Yeah. No, I have been...
It's a little heavy-handed.
I won't call it a binge. I've been very long day drinking at a bar, and it's been on. You know, a lot of movie channels will just repeat a movie, like on TNT or something.
Yeah.
So I've seen in and out of Gangs of New York, but, you know, no audio or anything. And looking at it, I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, it's like old Brooklyn.
Yeah, you should see it.
I'll give that a 3-2. Fuck it. You know.
That's about as American as you can get. I haven't seen this shit, but I've seen it. On the fuck it, 3 out of 5. It's fine. That's pretty American, if you ask me. Like
nothing makes me hate it.
Too long, didn't read in real time. You should watch it. Daniel Day-Lewis is really good. And for nothing else, Bill the Butcher is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I was talking. I think it was Chris I was talking to. Sometimes, like, it's an effort just watching that man act.
Yeah. Rocky.
Dude, I don't. I've seen the first three. Okay. I know 4 is considered the best.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the first one. I'm not talking about the series.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's an underdog story, so there's points for America there.
All right, but there's a negative point because it's from Philly, so I don't like Philly.
I'll give Rocky a 4.
4? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not even a fan, but I'll give it a 4. Okay. Like it's American.
That's fair. All right. Fucking Independence Day. Thank you, Kyle Jackson.
That was, first off, awesome. Great movie.
Okay. You think it still holds up?
It's been 3 years since I watched it, but I think it would have been flat at that point.
Okay.
I believe it was like one of the first real big summer blockbusters.
Yeah, it came out in 96. It came out the same...
I mean, Bad Boys was 95.
Yeah, Bad Boys was 95. Mission Impossible, the first one with Brian De Palma directing.
Yeah.
That came out in 96.
Tom Cruise, the action star, by the way. Love the guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's still running.
The action star.
The action star, right.
Yeah. Although, Jerry Maguire. I'm a sucker. Love Jerry. Love that damn movie.
Do you? Okay. Well, wait. Why don't I want to hone in. What is your top three movies that you no order? And then it can always change, too.
Want to
know the myth behind the man.
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity, okay.
Yeah, you know, neurotic, record store owner, goofball friends. It's just, it's a cool and...
Is that why you like it?
Yeah, and I really like it. Just digs it. And it's one of those movies, like, your mood, it can help you out. If you're bummed out, you can be like, fuck yeah. Or if you're sad, you'd be like, he knows what I'm feeling. Jaws. Big Jaws fan. Like, the way you guys are with, like, Indiana Jones and shit, I'm like, it's just, that's my go-to, like, adventure movie I've seen a million times. Okay. It's not an adventure movie, but, you know, take you on a little ride, literally, right. Like, takes you on a boat ride.
When you saw it, did you not want to go in the water anymore?
I never want to go in the water, but I always just put that in the back of my mind. Yeah. Like the odds of a fucking shark coming up and taking the lower part of my body off are pretty slim. I'm just going to come out here and swim. It's always in the back of my mind. Okay. Always. So,
okay.
You know, born in Jersey, grew up in Florida. I'm always near the water. It's just so.
Yeah. You're just going to be surrounded by water until you're dead.
Yeah. It's like, I'm never
going to. More than likely by water.
Dead by Water.
Dead by Water. That's a good that's a good album title.
High Fidelity, Jaws, very obvious answer, Pulp Fiction. It's just a great, it's just cool, like, I love it.
I remember when I saw that for the first time at Mugs and Movies when I was...
11?
15.
Yeah.
And someone said, hey, go get us beers and we'll pay you extra for them. And we snuck beers and we were drinking them. And it was literally like the coolest thing that I had ever seen in my entire life.
I still don't think I've done anything that cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie, not the drinking beer while you're watching this movie for the first time. But I know that if your parents don't like the movie or your parents think they don't like the movie because of other things that they've heard from their friends who have seen the movie and they liked it, then it's probably a good movie to like. And then it just kind of went on from there. While you had mentioned something that I want to kind of bring up because this was one of the topics that you suggested that we talk on the Untitled Movie Podcast and morelikeradio.com. See, you like I just like dropped that in there very subtly.
Yeah.
But...
These Yinglings are delicious.
Have all that you want. We're drinking at 10... We're drinking in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. That's about as American as we can get with the American Dream Dave and Divorce. Which, by the way, you can follow him on Twitter, right?
I don't really use my Twitter anymore. It's still set up, but, yeah.
Is it still 666? 666?
Yeah, SICKSIXSIX.
Okay, follow him if you want. You can follow us on the UMP on MLR. What is, like, movies that help you out with a certain mood? Like, you were talking about High Fidelity. Yeah, like, man, if you're all broken up.
That's definitely one of them. Okay. That's... kind of the movie that popped in my head when we had that conversation.
And that's specifically like, man, I just got my girl dumped me, or I'm like,
yeah, you know, I had a bad day, Rob Gordon's life sucks in that movie. He's trying to get close.
Wait a minute, does it? He's having sex with all these chicks.
But he's fucking miserable. And I know, and you know, and
because he's fucking all these chicks.
That might be it. But like, he's not he has zero closure in anything. He hates his staff, although they're his best friends.
Right.
Like, it's just, no, his life doesn't suck. He hates his life.
He hates his life. Well, I don't think he appreciates his life, though.
Right, yes. He doesn't know what he has. He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah. Plus, well, that was going to say, the other thing, too, is that didn't he pay for an abortion in that
yeah.
movie? And
yeah, it's no good.
It was a really raw dog deal, and no pun intended, by the way. So, what other movies do you watch in order to, like, pick me up? I'll tell you mine. Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Anytime I need a fucking lift, like, man, shitty day at work or this, things are not going well, I always put that on, and now I exclusively use either Yarp or Narp in order to answer questions.
Hot Fuzz has slowly at first, but last year or so, like, just fucking quickly become, like, it's my go-to movie.
Yeah.
I got an hour to kill and don't want to watch a TV show. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll just watch an hour of Hot Fuzz, like, yeah. start six scenes in or something.
Yeah.
It, dude, it's great. When Shaun of the Dead came out.
Mm-hmm. Which is also great.
Yeah, and I'm much more, actually at the time, it's almost reversed over the years, but I was much more into horror than I was into action. And I was like, oh, Shaun is perfect.
Yeah.
And the first time I watched Hot Fuzz, like, my mind was blown. Because every joke sets up every other joke. There's not a flat piece of dialogue in that movie.
Yeah. You know why they do that, right? For the greater good.
The greater good. Oh, you got me! Oh!
But keep going, I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's just become my go-to movie. It's fucking fantastic. Yeah, like,
plus, apparently, you know, you read all these internet articles and these links, you know, BuzzFeed or whatever, and they always have the different things that are being shot in the movie in reference to old British spy movies, action movies. They're actually using old British actors from, you know, Edgar Wright obviously directed it, but he's using, like, all these British actors from, like, all these different movies he had absolutely no idea about. But if you go back and research, like, the Neighborhood Watch Society, like, it's literally called the NWA.
Yeah.
And then they fuck with the NWA, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really great.
Crusty Jugglers.
So that would be my movie that I watched to pick myself
up. Yeah.
So, besides High Fidelity, what do you... What
else to pick me up, man, like, it's gonna be something that I don't have to think a lot about, like, Remember the Titans.
I've never seen that.
Dude, it's, you know, Disney knows what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Plus, I'm kind of surprised that I haven't watched it, because I love football movies. I love shitty football. I don't care. I'll watch The Longest Yard.
Both of them?
Both of them, yes.
The remake was pretty good, actually.
It was very, very good, in fact.
Last time Sandler really hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that last play at the end, too.
And like, it's not a Sandler movie, so that has that going for it.
Yeah, plus he's like, that last play at the end where, like, Burt Reynolds and Adam Sandler just arguing, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then they do the thing, like, watch the movie. But not to say it's a shitty movie, but it's not typically recognized as something endearing. Varsity Blues. Varsity Blues is a good movie, good football movie.
God, we could have done this whole thing about football movies.
We totally could have. And we can when you come back, because we'll do that for opening weekend.
Tristan and I just watched Remember the Titans, like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the movie starts... Spoiler alert, it's a 10-year-old movie, whatever.
Yeah.
The movie starts, they're all at the funeral of one of the players who died years down the road.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they're all back together.
Yeah.
Opening credits are rolling and my girlfriend's crying.
Yeah.
And I'll cry at a movie. I don't care. Like, it happens. But apparently, like, that's just one of those movies that once you start, you don't stop. Like, it's just right there in the corner of your eye the whole time. And then something happens and it's like, waterworks.
No, Jesus.
It's such, there's, like, it's such a moving, like, you know, it touches on integration and racism and all this and that. Yeah. And it's a football movie. Like, it's really cool. It touches on so much. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys I cried watching that movie. Whatever.
Okay. I mean, it's not, like, forced, like, you either cry or you're a piece of shit, like the beginning of the Pixar movie Up.
Oh, no, it's like a social issue cry, not like a my feelings are hurt cry. You're like, I can't believe these people have to go through that.
Okay. What about, what's a movie that you watch to, like your go-to kick-ass movie?
Like, if I'm trying to get, like, pumped up to go play sports or something?
Yeah, it's like, I gotta get in the zone, I gotta get my moxie.
It's gonna be something like Mission Impossible. No, new answer. Fucking John Wick.
John Wick.
That movie gets it.
That movie's, like, really good. Like, I had no experience. You know what, man? Every single time there's a Keanu Reeves movie like The Matrix, I'm like, that's not going to be, like, holy shit, that's a really good movie. Same thing with John Wick. Man, gun title, holy shit, that's really, really good.
Dude, I was on vacation in Chicago.
Yeah.
Visiting Adam. We're like, oh, you know, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, let's hang out. Let's go. We'll bar hop or this and that. Maybe later we'll relax and watch a movie or something. And
shout out to Adam Forla, by the way. Hello from Chicago.
Hey, buddy. And no, he's like, oh, dude, you haven't seen John Wick? And he's just like, we just canceled our plans. We sat there right in the middle of vacation, like noon, and just watched John Wick. And it was great. And he also showed me this movie called, oh, shit, what was it? Because he makes fun of me because I can never remember the name of this movie. Limo Driver.
Dumb and Dumber.
No. Shit. It'll come to me in the middle of an important question, and it'll derail us once again. So, anyway, no.
Are you from Austria? California. Beautiful.
God damn it. So, yeah, no, John Wick. Totally badass.
Okay.
And I'm filming a sequel. Like, how do you do that? Like, did they kill another dog?
I don't know, but they showed footage. It was a while ago. I want to say, like, 4 or 5 months ago.
His ballistics training?
Yeah, he's just running through the obstacle course, and he's just picking up guns. Just rapid fire. I mean, obviously, they're, like, either semi or fully automatic, but you know who else is fully automatic? Keanu Reeves is John Wick. That's his fully automatic.
Dude.
He's coming with a vengeance. Why did you kill his dog?
This is going to... They could make 7 of these movies.
They could. I mean, I'll watch every single one of them.
I haven't seen a second one yet, but, yeah. Like, people who watch how many fucking Taken movies have they seen, you know?
What's the joke? It really goes back down to, are you watching this because Liam Neeson is a credible action star, or should you stop watching because he's a shitty father, because he keeps losing his kid?
Yeah,
it's... situations. Mostly, like, as we go back to American movies, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, no, yes, derailed.
Independence Day is not just the movie to rally all of humanity against the alien invasion, but also it's a social statement for... You know, before there was a time where we were not allowed to marry strippers until Independence Day, because you can see Captain Steve Hillerman or whatever his name is, Will Smith, with Cinnamon or Lexus or whatever the hell her name is.
I believe her name was Diamond.
Diamond. Okay. See, you remember.
Oh no, I was totally Diamond. Oh, you're totally joking. Her name was. Okay. Diamond's so much better than Cinnamon, though.
Which is a more American movie, Independence Day or Team America?
I mean, Team America is technically the only correct answer, because, like, that is exactly, like, what it was created to do.
Right.
But, like, Team America doesn't make me want to go sign up for the military.
I should hope that you would.
But, like, I watch Independence Day, I'm like, I'll fucking, hell yeah, man. And then I think about it, like, I probably won't do that either.
Yeah.
But that movie's more inclined to, you know, make me want to defend this country, so
okay.
Independence Day is more American than okay. Team America.
What do you think is more American, a Western or a mafia movie? I ask this because Matt Reinsdell had answered the question that once upon a time in the West, spaghetti Western, the good and bad and the ugly, fistful of dollars. I think...
So there's a whole genre of movies called Westerns. Is that what you're trying to explain to me?
Yes,
okay.
There is.
Okay, wow. Weird.
Yeah.
They should really get this big guy with a name like John Wayne would be a great name.
John Wayne?
Yeah.
Shanghai Noon. My answer would be, as far as an American movie is concerned, Goodfellas. Let me tell you why. Because it is quintessentially the American dream. You got a kid from the slums of New York, raises up the ranks. You know, it is Italian, but they're in America, so it
right.
is an American movie.
Yeah.
He works hard, quote unquote. I mean, getting by however he needs to get by all means necessary. And then it all tragically just goes to hell because drugs become involved.
Right.
Paranoia, all that other
God, that helicopter scene.
The helicopter. You want to see helicopters? I got something to see your helicopter.
Man. I was totally going on board Western, and then you brought up Goodfellas. I was like, yep. I guess it really depends on the plot line of the story. You can't really do it with a genre.
Yeah. Well, let me give you two really good examples of American movies, according to our friends. Dave Green says Cool Hand Luke. Totally agree.
Yeah. That's just cool old cinema that really, like, anybody can watch.
Yeah, Paul Newman's probably, arguably, like, one of the best American actors ever, right?
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay. The other selection that we were given, Adam Forlaw, in fact, Transformers.
Dude, I watched half of it, and I wish I could have, like, shat myself.
Right. But you know why he's saying that. Just fucking, it's fucking explosions. Who gives
right.
a shit? It's incoherent. Who gives a shit?
You Michael Bay, right?
You want to fucking zone out for 2.5 hours at Michael Bay's
No, night? I don't. That's why, I've never seen Avatar. I saw half the first Transformers movies. I'm not watching any of these new Turtles movies. Like, yeah. I'm not wasting my time. If I want to waste my time with a crappy movie, I'm going to watch, like, Motel Hell or Citizen Kane.
No, have you seen Citizen Kane?
No, I just wanted to call Army the greatest movie ever a piece of shit. That's what I do with my free time.
That's what the American Dream does, goddammit.
Talk shit about beautiful things.
Incidentally, Transformers, I'm pretty sure, is the reason why Angela and I, like, were doomed from the start, because I think I took her to go see that on her first date, and I was sitting there in the middle...
Is that movie that old?
In the middle of it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 2007 or 8.
Oh, shit.
In the middle of it, I'm thinking to myself, I made a bad mistake. I had to apologize to her later on, like, I'm sorry, that was really, really bad. Like, next time, like, you get, like, 4 or 5 freebies after that. Tootsie.
Ooh. My girlfriend would go to this one. She loves her some Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen Tootsie. Wait, is the Tootsie the drag one?
Yes.
Saw it a long time ago.
Okay.
Made me feel, like, from what I remember from a kid, like, I'll give it, I guess, the 3 on the American scale. Yeah, I don't know it well enough, so, you know, it gets a pass.
What's the first movie that you ever seen?
That I remember seeing?
Yes.
It was either Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, nice.
Or E.T., one of the two.
Oh, shit, look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
E.T., man, it really gets me when he's all, like, dying and they, like, turns white like the old dog poop. That's real sad.
Oh, wow. Well.
Roger Rabbit, man, it's great.
Roger Rabbit is great.
I feel like, and you know, they'll fucking remake anything these days. Like, yeah. I feel like that is probably the only sacred movie to battle against remakes.
God damn it, who, hold on. I have to look this up, because I don't believe that Bob Hoskins was originally supposed to be in the role.
No.
But
I think Disney, years ago...
Eddie Valiant.
Yes, and his brother... Valiant. Yeah, I don't remember.
You killed my brother.
But no, I just I think there's something like that. Disney and Warner Brothers said they wouldn't do something like that again.
Okay.
Which, you know, I don't know.
Damn it, they should have. Okay, wait.
But if there's going to be like a Marvel vs. DC movie, isn't that kind of the same thing?
Do you know who was selected to play Eddie Valiant before Bob Hoskins? Think about this. All right, think about this in the context of this movie and
the era.
How much you love it, Harrison Ford.
Oh, I don't know if I would have liked that.
Bill Murray.
I feel like we're at too much Bill Murray.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
I'm trying to think, because the movie's set back, what, in the 40s? 30s, 40s?
Yeah, 40s. Yeah.
You wouldn't have a black guy in that kind of role back then.
Yeah.
That makes that movie very American, because they don't hire black people to do important jobs back then. So, you know, it's a very American movie.
Speaking of this movie, yeah, exactly. Speaking of this movie, so every time that you hear Kathleen Turner's voice, does your dick wiggle a little bit because of Jessica Rabbit, since she was given the uncredited role?
First off, my dick stay wiggling. I've always wanted to say that.
And now it is. it's recorded in perpetuity.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, you can see an ugly person, and if they're like, I'm not bad, I'm drawn that way, you're going to think twice. You're going to be like, are you? Hey, yeah.
All right, well, back it up.
Mark, I need a beer.
Have a beer, man. I'm going to get through these damn things. As we are continuing on the Untitled Movie Podcast on MoreLikeRadio.com, we're getting dig drunk, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening, so thank you for your patronage. How about another American movie, courtesy of Laura Davis, Forrest Gump?
Yes. And I was also going to bring this up in the emotions.
Okay.
Because when you're sick, and I don't mean like walking around still going to work with a head cold, but when you're like on the couch, box of Kleenex, covered in a blanket, like, I want my mommy sick.
Aww.
Forrest Gump is what I want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really, really, and...
I mean, you know what it beat that year to win Best Oscar.
Pulp Fiction. Shawshank.
Mm-hmm.
And Quiz Show.
Quiz Show. All right. So you've seen Quiz Show.
Yeah. No, Quiz Show's great.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What was the other one? What was the other nominee?
What was the fifth?
Mm-hmm. Fifth?
Oh. I'm sure it wasn't Clerks.
Duh. hold on. Any clues?
Dude, no. I always talk about... I know it was a tough year. 99 was a tough year, too. But 94, there's... Was it a worthwhile nominee?
If you're a woman.
God.
4 weddings and a funeral?
Sounds like 5 of the same thing to me. Hey!
Hey, we're not going to attend this shit. yeah, that got nominated. Along with all the aforementioned movies.
That was in 94?
That was, I mean, they were released in 94 to be judged in 95. To be judged.
I felt, why do I feel like that movie was like late 90s? Wasn't Hugh Grant in that?
Yeah, he was.
I don't remember having this weird crush on a British man in the early 90s.
Yeah, him and Andy McDowell were in it.
Hmm.
And in fact, let me look. Because I don't believe that anyone got nominated for a...
Individual?
Mm-mm. No acting. Best Original Screenplay nomination for Four Weddings and a Funeral. However, Quentin Tarantino and Roger Avery won for Pulp Fiction.
Deservingly.
Best Adapted Screenplay went to Eric Roth for Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Speaking of Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
The movie Notting Hill.
Okay.
It's so good. You gave the shout out to Adam earlier. I just wanted to mention Notting Hill. He loves that movie. No, it's good though. That shitty guy, I don't know if the guy's his neighbor or like lives in the loft with him or whatever.
Yeah.
Guy's great.
Oh, Rise Efens, the guy from God damn it, what the hell is it? Shit. Skinny guy. Skinny British guy. As British as you can possibly.
Looks like one of the McPoyles.
Yes, exactly. He looks like one of the McPoyles from It's
Very, very unkempt. But he has that shirt that he wears. It comes down, he's talking to, like, Hugh Grant and whoever the woman is in that movie, and his shirt says, nice shoes. And you're like, whatever. And, like, he's talking to everybody.
Julia Roberts.
Walks out of the room, and the back of his shirt says, wanna fuck? Like, all right, you're out. Oh, yeah, it was Julia Roberts.
Yeah, he was in, are you a big Harry Potter fan? Because he was in those.
No, never seen a moment of them.
He was in The Replacements, another football movie that's highly underrated. That also involves Keanu Reeves, man, I'm telling you.
Dude, we need to do a Keanu Reeves podcast.
We need to do a Keanu Reeves podcast.
Chris. What a weird Venn diagram. Like, Keanu Reeves movies, football movies. Where they intersect? The Replacements.
He was in Vanity Fair. He was also in Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties, by the way, so,
I don't know if it's true, but the Bill Murray story about why he took Garfield. Have you heard that?
No.
What's the guy's name that directed it, Garfield?
Oh, shit.
It's something Cohen. And he thought it was a Coen Brothers movie. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it.
Cohagen. Hold on. It is directed by Peter Hewitt.
Something out of the... Somebody...
One of the writers is Joel Coen.
Right.
Coen, C-O-H-E-N.
Right, so
he thought it was
Joel Coen. It was a Coen Brothers movie. And he was like, sure, I'll do it. And halfway through, he's like, mistakes were made.
I made a huge mistake. Yeah. He's like, job from the rest of development. Damn it. All right, so let me look. Okay, more American...
American
movies. Far and Away, have you ever heard of him?
He's a boxer. Tom Cruise, Nicole
Tom
Kidman?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a boxer?
Yeah, and they come over and immigrate.
Immigrant, yeah, okay. Long time ago, wow.
Punches and runs his way to freedom.
Yeah.
To freedom.
Was Braveheart my other option?
No, Blazing Saddles is your other option.
Oh, man. Far and Away's got, like, you know, the immigration success story.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that Blazing Saddles is probably the... It's probably the best comedy of all time.
It really?
It's not my favorite. I mean, okay. It's top five on my list, yeah. Probably. But I think it's the best.
Okay.
It's right at the time in America where, like, you could say things to be, like, the right amount of offensive. And right. People are like, that's funny. Like, you can't...
Can't do that anymore.
You can't say faggot in a movie these days.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're making a hate film.
Right.
Like, but I'm sorry. It's, to me, like, if it's used properly, it's funny. I'm sorry. Like. Yeah. It's like, dude, if there's dick in a movie, I'm laughing if there's dick in a movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to thank you personally on the Untitled Movie Podcast because you totally agreed with me for Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there is a part in the movie where there's just flaccid dick just smearing all over a limousine window as it's just like rolling up.
I'm laughing now and I haven't seen it.
He's trying to sign it. Connor for real.
Trying to sign a dick?
Yeah, he's trying to sign a dick because like someone's coming up like, oh, yeah, sign my tits. Oh, sign my dick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, we last night at the end of the party, we were all half liquored up, and somebody put Jackass on.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Yeah, I'll watch some dicks do stupid things."
It's really fucking funny.
Yeah, and I laughed a lot, mostly at dicks.
I would say the Jackass series is about as American as you can get.
Yeah,
you got like a bunch of like white, white stupid guys.
The only movie I've ever seen in 3D, by the way.
Not the Avatar.
No.
But it really
like, how do you go anywhere after that? I've seen dildos fly across the screen, like diarrhea. Like, what else? What do I want to see? Like,
Not all of them, but for the most part, like, they're just, like, rich, white kids, whatever, just... Here's $3 million. Do whatever the fuck you want. Cool, we're going to India and we're going to have this guy land on a bed of nails while there's a cobra basket right on his stomach and everyone's playing and there's a fucking elephant in the back. Just like, keep spending money.
It's like the end of Freddy Got Fingered.
Yes, exactly. And he also got money too.
Yeah, and went to India.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he shot his dad with elephant cum. Highbrow.
Because he only saw one LeBaron. James Riley, our friend James Riley, Debbie Does Dallas, is that the most American movie of all time?
I mean, I've never seen a full porno.
That is the appropriate answer.
So, sure, I'll, you know, whatever.
Okay, what about softcore porno like Top Gun, for example, since we're talking about Tom Cruise? We've talked about Tom Cruise.
I mean, I could see how a movie like Top Gun could be in the running,
yeah.
But there's so many more better movies that feature our military that aren't necessarily, like, about our military.
Okay. What is the best Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, shit.
Jerry Maguire?
It's my favorite. I do not think it's the best. Like, I understand that. It's... Okay. I might... Interview with the Vampire is really good.
Ah, okay. I would have never guessed that you would have made that choice, but
okay. I mean, the Mission Impossible movies are alright, but it's at three at this point, four of the same movie.
Five.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, they're five.
God, Americans, stop giving people your money and this will stop happening.
Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, Ghost Protocol, and Rogue Nation.
Ghost Protocol.
And they're making another one.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Oh, he made a second Jack Reacher.
Yeah. Is that good?
I haven't seen it.
In my head, I was like, oh, it came out around the same time around John Wick.
Apparently,
like, I think.
According to several of our friends, it is a very underrated action movie. What? It'll probably be like John Wick. I'm probably going to watch it and I'm like, God damn it, I should have watched this earlier.
What was the one he did with Emily Blunt?
Oh,
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
That movie's badass.
Yes, it is. It is very badass. And they're making another one to that.
It's like Halo meets Groundhog's Day. That's how I describe it. Yeah. Because, like, oh, you get another shot if you're not here. Like, it's great. It's funny.
Oh, plus, if you watch it again, there's a couple things that he says in the movie, like, very early on. Like, have I seen you before? I think I recognize you. Like, it's...
Yeah.
But then you know, because of the twist, watch the damn movie, because I'm not spoiling anything for you guys. You gotta watch the shit.
I'm still trying to think of that limousine movie.
The limousine movie where...
He ends up having to drive for Chris Pine, who's, like, a eccentric millionaire, a crazy guy.
Okay.
And he's like, basically, he's ready to quit his job, and he's like, if you drive for me all night, I'll give you the money you need to get out of debt, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's not called... It's not Drive. It's not Crash. Those are all much better films.
Stretch?
Yes, Stretch. Okay. Great, great movie.
Directed by Joe Carnahan. Do you know what Joe Carnahan directed?
Other movies.
Very good. God damn it. I walked into that one. Did you ever see the movie Narc?
Del Toro?
No, with Ray Liotta and Jason Patrick.
No, Jason Patrick in Rush. Great movie. Watched that a little while back. Him and...
It is... They're both undercover drug DEA detectives, and one of them gets, like, way too deep in. He's, you know, trying to cover for all the...
That's
like,
the exact premise of Rush. He's
the dirty shit. Well, it's Ray Liotta, like, being in the Jason Patrick part, only he's not, like, crying to, you know, and singing to Tears in Heaven because he doesn't have Jason Lee on his shoulder. Joe Carnahan also directed the A-Team remake.
I think fucking Jennifer Jason Leigh was in Rush, too.
No, it's not her, though. She's not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, I'm using it as an example.
Okay.
But I'll have to watch Stretch. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, really good. Really entertaining.
Bullet? You ever see Bullet?
Steve McQueen?
Yes.
No.
You should watch it. It's all right.
It kind of, every time I think of movies, like, with cars, I think of when Elaine invites Jerry, obviously talking about Seinfeld here, you idiots, keep up.
Yeah.
When she invites him to the Mel Torme concert, and he's like, I don't want to listen to a man sing a song. Like, I don't want to watch a man drive a car. Like, I need more into a movie than that.
Yeah. A musical? You like Sing in the Rain, Meet Me in St. Louis?
I mean, I'm sure they're a great movie. I've just never seen them.
No? Stagecoach or The Searchers?
No.
Western? No?
I've actually never seen any of, like, the Disney princess movies. None of them.
Crime drama. You've seen Godfather, right?
Yeah.
Is that the most American movie?
You know, I've watched
Pretty American?
It's You know what it is? It's pretty fucking boring.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I watched both of them because apparently the third one doesn't need to exist.
Training Day?
Training Day's really good. How is it American? Police corruption.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke, love him.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Another one of those movies where, like, I get everybody loves it, just doesn't do it for me. Like, I don't think it sucks. Like, it just doesn't interest me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's fair. Rambo. Any of the Rambos.
Can we talk about, like, the one that's just called Rambo that came out, like, was it 05?
Yeah, the one where he goes
to Burma?
Yeah, he's a tour guide. He's a tour guide for these people.
John Rambo, tour guide.
That movie.
That movie is fucking badass. Rips that guy's throat out. He's got the 50 cal in the Jeep as those dudes are just rolling over the hill, just mowing them down.
Yeah.
That movie has some kind of record for, like, deaths per second. It's not total deaths, but, like,
right.
like deaths per second on average. That movie sets some kind of record like that, and it's absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, obviously, you can't. If you argue with Rambo, he will sneak down down a rope and will snap your neck, I'm sure. And so, as we are.
Do you think an 8-year-old can watch Predator?
Well, yeah. Well, no. Now you can, because you can show whatever the fuck you want on cable and regular television, but you can't show anyone naked, or you can't give the impression that someone's having sexual relations with someone, but you can see someone's head getting blown off, or you can say the word shit, or you can say the word fuck, as long as it's not used in the connotation
fucking actual shit. Fucking shit.
Yeah, exactly. Fornication. Yeah, exactly. You can say it once and that's it. But
I only ask because Rambo, we're talking about, somehow just tied my head to Predator, but
okay.
Finding Dory just came out.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that thing is making stupid money.
Last weekend, it was at $286 million.
For fucking a cartoon. It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure it's great. Like,
Chris said it was good, but then Chris also has to go to all the Pixar movies because he's got two kids and he's got the wife. So.
Well, that's the thing, is my mom, I have two little cousins. I believe they're 8 and 5. Forgive me if any family listens and I don't have my cousins' ages right.
Are they going to listen to this?
No.
Aw. Well, if you do, please follow us on the UMP on MLR on Twitter.
But what I was getting at is, like, Mom was like, I want to pay for the boys to go see Finding Dory.
Yeah.
And in the same thread, I was like, can I send the boys a copy of Predator? My aunt's like, no. And I was like, I mean, are you sure? It's really not that. Would that movie be rated R today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some guy's arm gets blown off. There's a hole in his chest. It's violent, yeah. It's totally violent. Like the first 20 minutes where they go down in the Central American like compound, they're just chewing people up. It's like Rambo.
It is Rambo for a little bit, yeah.
Knock.
I just, my overall impression of that movie is like very mild.
Okay. So something that I was recently made privy to by Chris, in regards to Predator, the guy that says the pussy joke in that movie. Hey, you got a big pussy. Hey, you got a big pussy.
Right.
That guy, his name in real life is Shane Black. Shane Black, who directed Iron Man 3, is directing the new Predator movie, who directed The Nice Guys, who directed Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Wait, Nice Guys.
With Ryan Gosling and...
The new one, yeah.
And Russell Crowe.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is so good.
That's him.
Yeah.
He directed it.
I think you guys were talking about this and it made me look up Shane Black, actually.
Very good.
I don't listen to you guys' show at all.
No. Well, you know, if you feign interest, you can always follow us on the More Like Radio iTunes library. You can download us and listen to us on morelikeradio.com as we're wrapping up the Untitled Movie Podcast. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? Because as much as I would like to continue this conversation, we are at 43 minutes.
And we have to go to another party.
And we have to go to another party, and we're still drinking.
Yeah. yeah, real quick, I want to talk about something.
Okay.
Just curious, we've never talked about this. What are your thoughts on the Scream franchise?
Okay, so the first weekend that I worked at AMC Merchants Walk 10 in Lakeland, Florida, after putting in many, many applications in order to get a stupid job over there. The opening weekend was Mars Attacks, Jerry Maguire, and Scream.
Wow, what a weekend.
Yeah, right?
Did you see all three that weekend?
And Jingle All the Way. I did not. I saw Scream first. Scream was very, very good.
Still is. Have you watched it recently?
I have not. I haven't watched them in many, many years. In fact, I've only seen... God, I want to say I've only seen the first three.
Four was surprising, because, you know, it was so many years later.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good. Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal in it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like the second lead, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the following lady, if you will.
Okay. That is where I developed my crush for Neve Campbell. That is where I had, wasn't the third one where Creed was on the soundtrack?
Yes.
Yeah, then I was out after that. I was like, I don't want to fucking watch this shit anymore.
Yeah, the third one was kind of meta. They were making a movie about...
the movie that they were in. Okay, yeah, and that was the one where I stopped.
Yeah, no. The second one was, I thought it's still pretty good, man. They're in college. Yeah. There's a really good, like, visual bit in it, and then you're just like, oh, Wes Craven, you're smart. So the first time they're all, like, at the college party and talking about who the killer is, they're all drinking Mickeys. Everybody knows what a Mickey looks like.
Yeah, those
little grenade green top bottles.
Yeah.
None of the labels are in there. You're like, oh, product placement, probably didn't want to pay for it, blah, blah, blah. The fucking killer is Mickey. Way to go, Wes Craven. Good job.
That's good. I like that. I can't look at the actor Liev Schreiber anymore. He's not Liev Schreiber. He's Cotton Weary.
Cotton Weary.
He's totally Cotton Weary.
Whatever happened to him? It's like him, Brendan Fraser, and like somebody else. Like right in that like mediocre could have been better.
Liev Schreiber, he's got a very popular show on Showtime. It's Ray Donovan. I think he's like season 3 or 4 now.
I've heard about Ray Dunn. I had no idea it was like Trevor.
Yeah, he's doing well for himself. Plus, he looks basically the same. He, you know, like every time I look at him, and I know that, you know, the X-Men movies.
How
like
often
that,
do you look at Liev Schreiber?
I look at him all the time, but he's like fucking. It's fucking Sabretooth. Sabretooth's kicking ass. He's a fucking cleaner for a movie studio, and for his shitty.
That's what Ray Donovan is. He's a cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and his father's John Voight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen it.
I'll have to check that out. I'm looking for something to watch.
Yeah. Scream,
it's probably my favorite horror franchise.
Yeah.
Nightmare...
Wait, hold on a second.
Breaking news. Wrap it up. I need another beer.
Okay, have another beer. We apologize for the interruption. I apparently gave our intro like a 7-second echo, so it is going to be the weirdest episode that you've ever heard on the Entitled Movie Podcast, because we're drinking, goddammit. But you were saying, I apologize.
Yeah, we talked about Scream for a minute, and I was saying it's probably my favorite horror franchise, because, like, next is, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, and there's a couple of those that really shit the bed.
Yeah.
But a couple are really cool, too.
Okay.
You know, and then,
What's your favorite one of that? New Nightmare?
New Nightmare's great.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. I know that you usually talk about that.
New Nightmare's great. And Dream Warriors is pretty good.
Okay.
Doesn't get much love. And then Friday the 13th, you know, like 2 is good. 3 is all right. It's campy.
Yeah.
You know, I like 6 because there's one part in 6 where he takes a hunter and smashes a head against a tree and it leaves a bloody smiley face.
Yeah.
And then like in Jason Takes Manhattan, which... is the only one not classified on IMDb as a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's a teen movie.
A teen movie?
Yeah.
Like Hannah Montana?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
so,
okay. I just want to make sure that if I want to look up a teen movie on IMDb, then I'm looking at Jason Takes Manhattan or Hannah Montana, Best of Both Worlds. So, there you go.
I don't know if you ever noticed this or I pointed it out to you, since you've got your little laptop pulled up in front of you.
Yeah. My little laptop. It's quite average, so... But thanks for noticing.
It's a good size.
It's a good size.
pull up the Spinal Tap IMDb page and see what you notice.
Spinal Tap.
I love this.
Okay. I'm looking up right now. This is Spinal Tap on IMDb. Released in 1984, by the way.
Yeah. Look at the movie's rating.
The movie's rating is 8 out of 11.
Out of 11.
God damn.
That's smart.
That seems about as good a spot to end as any on the Untitled Movie Podcast. This is my question to you. So, the intro music that we specifically chose for our podcast today with The American Dream, thank you so much, Damon DeVorce.
Thanks for having me. It was great. Fuck Chris.
No, Chris, we wish you. Chris wishes that he was here so that.
No, I know. I love Chris.
I know. I know you do. You guys are so gay for each other.
No.
But
it makes me so wet.
I'd also mention that the outro song is what I think is your favorite movie song of all time.
All right, now is it a song written for a movie? Like, is it like the Beverly Hills Cop theme, or is it like just from a soundtrack?
It's from a soundtrack.
I think you're going to be far off unless you absolutely nailed it. My favorite song from a movie.
Okay.
Is it Stay by Lisa Loeb?
No, it is not the Reality Bites soundtrack.
Because that's probably my answer.
Is it really?
It could be also anything from Dirty Dancing, too. That fucking soundtrack, man.
Really?
Oh,
Like what?
I mean, everything from Dirty Dancing. You got even Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes and Patrick Swayze himself singing She's Like the Wind. But no, other than that, it's all like Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and the Ronettes. Like, it's great.
Who sings the very last song? Like, the very last song?
Time of My Life?
Yeah.
Bill Medley and Jennifer Warner.
Well, that's what we're going to end with, motherfucker. Yeah! Take that just for you.
Yeah.
And,
Bill Medley, one half of the Righteous Brothers.
Yeah. So, oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. So, but yeah, I picked that for you, so you're welcome.
I am number two.
You are number two. So we humbly request for you to follow us on Twitter, the UMP on MLR. Follow Damon Divorce. Sick, S-I-C-K. S-I-X-S-I-X.
Yeah.
He'll post eventually. I'm sure he'll get an uptick.
Mostly just tweets about my dick.
Mostly tweets about his dick, which is true, because I've tweeted about his dick as well. But yeah, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on iTunes. The More Like Radio podcasts are there for your perusal. Hippo Juice is coming up next. Damon, this is the very first show... The very first show that we've done, that the Untitled Movie Podcast has done, that has been under an hour. Congratulations.
I'm not that interesting. We had to cut it short.
Have a good week, guys. Thank you very much.
Because though I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear, it's the truth, and I hope it.